Creating a name for your virtual assistant business can be a challenge. First, you need to find a name you like. Then you need to make sure nobody else has the name. And if so, you have to find another one. This cycle of finding a name and learning it's already taken can repeat several times. And yes, it's as frustrating as it sounds. Hello, welcome to the Desired to Done podcast for virtual assistants. I'm your host, Billy Gardner. I know from experience that naming your business is one of those steps that can hold you back from moving forward in the business building process. And it's something that a lot of VAs struggle with. In today's episode, I'm going to go through how to name your business and what to do once you find a name you like. First, I'll start with the easiest way to name your business, and that is to use your name. For example, my business name would be Billy Gardner, and my website URL would be billygardner.com. When I started my business, Desired to Done, years and years ago, it wasn't even a thing to name your business after yourself. I kind of wish it was because I probably would have gone that route, but not everyone can or should use their name. For instance, if your name is hard to spell, really long, or already taken. A good thing about using your name is that it will grow with your business. So if you decide to do something besides VA work, or if you want to go a different direction with your niche, you're not stuck with a name that doesn't match what you offer or having to go through the process of legally changing your business name. If you're unable to use your full name, there are some other options you could try. One option is to use your first and middle name instead of your first and last name, or maybe even your middle and last name, or first name initial and full last name. Another thing you could try is to use part of your name instead of all of it and pair it with your niche. I could use something like Billy by Design if my focus were design work, or Content by Billy if I did social media or any sort of writing. Going this route isn't niche-proof. However, since the words design and content are in the name. If this is a concern for you, you could try something a little more generic, like pairing your first name or first name initial with the words work with. In my case, it would be work with Billy or work with B. My second business naming suggestion is the A to B technique. The A stands for where your client is right now, and B stands for where they want to be. For example, my business name is Desire to Done, and my goal is to take people's desire of becoming a VA and turn it into a reality. So point A is desire, and point B is done, creating the name Desire to Done. I actually created this business name long before I became a VA. Luckily, it's been niche-proof. Originally, it was for my self-development blog. Then I became a VA. Now I'm a VA mentor. The way I came up with the name is a story in itself. When I was starting my blog, I created an ebook to help people take action on their goals. I didn't know what to name the ebook, so I asked in a Facebook group. Someone suggested naming the book The Enlightened Path from Desire to Done. I ended up not using the title, but the words Desire to Done really stood out to me, so I named my business that. It really captured my vision as a whole, which is why it has worked for multiple businesses. A third way to come up with a business name is to do some brainstorming. You can jot down words that you personally like, or any that embody your business, or words that explain how you want your clients to feel. Also, think about your ideal client and the words that resonate with them. For example, if health coaches are your ideal clients, you could write down some words they might use, like clean, healthy, or vibrant. Once you have a bunch of words written down, look up synonyms online at thesaurus.com to find similar words you may not have thought of. Play around with different words and come up with some ideas. Just keep writing down names. Even if they suck, eventually you should come up with one or more you like. Once you find a name you like, you'll want to make sure the domain name is available by searching a site like Namecheap.com. If it is, Google the name to see what comes up just to make sure it's not being used by someone else. Also, check to make sure the name isn't trademarked and that it's available on social media. Still stuck? Think about some business names you like and analyze why you like them. Of course, you don't want to copy their name, but let it inspire something unique for you. Try not to stress too much about this. Giving yourself a few days to mull things over can help. You will get there eventually. Naming any business in this day and age can be a struggle for anyone. The world is flooded with businesses, making it a challenge to find one that isn't taken. But it is possible to come up with a name that you like, and that is also available. Give my naming techniques a try and don't give up. If you find you need more help, I invite you to join the Introvert VA Club, where you can ask our community their opinion on your business name ideas. It's one of the top questions asked in our forum, and we're always happy to help. Go to introvertvaclub.com to learn more and sign up. Here's to finding the perfect name for your business. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you and look forward to chatting again soon. Bye.